This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu with the National Green Technology Policy and Government Green IT Initiatives already in place. Malaysian companies are under increasing pressure to operate sustainably. But how do SMEs meet their sustainability obligations without busting their budgets? Well, I'm here today speaking to Lian Oi. She's the CEO of RentWise to answer just that. Lian, we first have to discuss on what is actually green technology. When we all talk about green and, you know, how green is, you know, the way to go and the way of life and everything, all that. But what is actually green technology here?
Good afternoon first, Jeff. Thank you for having me on Tech Talk. Green really means the systems, equipments, products, services that we use today that would have a positive impact on the environment.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of technology are we in? This is more of a software thing? Is it more of a hardware thing?
It's a combination. It can be systems, software, equipment, products, even services.
All right. And the target or the objective is to be cost efficient. At the end of the
cost
day.
Efficient is one of the objectives, but the main objective is to ensure that the use of, you know, these products and services, equipment and technology creates a good impact on the environment, and it reverses any negative impacts that we humans have on the environment.
Mm. And this is because buildings back then, or, you know, a lot of technologies back then were built on a different sort of focus and reason, and now we sort of decide, like, you know, there's a lot of ways that we can save. Is that the reason why?
Saving is one of it, but I think we also want to look at the impact that technologies have. For example, you know, how much carbon emission released from the use of this technology. We want to look at what is the impact to pollution, you know, environmental conservation. I think these are some of the examples.
All right. And you're the CEO for RentWise. Perhaps you can explain what do you do in this area of green technology then?
RentWise is first and foremost a leasing business. We provide rental of IT equipment, desktops, PCs, servers, network equipment to mid-sized businesses in Malaysia. Now, we also advocate what we call the reuse and recycling programs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the equipment that we put out on rental in the market, you know, would consist of equipment which we have reused. And that means what we would do is we would refurbish the equipment, put it out with warranties, and support it through the rental term.
And that's the green aspect of it, or is that also considered
green? That's a part of the green aspect, yes. But it also, the green aspect for us is ensuring that the whole life cycle of product usage is well taken care of, from the point of sourcing to the point of retirement. You know, whatever approach or approaches that we use ensures that nothing negatively impacts the environment.
Okay. And with the implementation of Malaysia's National Green Policy, Technology Policy in 2009, and then there was the COP21 in 2015, Malaysia has pledged to reduce its carbon emissions by up to 40% in terms of the emission intensity of GDP by 2020 compared to with the 2005 levels. But before we talk about, you know, how is this going to affect businesses, what sort of progress at the moment? Are we sort of on track with our target?
Well, the thing is, I'm not that well-versed with what the statistics are. But in the business that we are in, we can see that there's been a lot more awareness, a lot more initiatives by the government sector to ensure that they do meet those targets.
Mm. And because we're talking a lot more about green these days. And, you know,
that's right.
And that awareness is the key part of, you know, building something sustainable, right? So how would this then affect businesses in Malaysia? Is this something that you see a lot of people will be affected?
I believe very much so. You know, once these initiatives actually take off, then businesses will need to look at how they are conducting, you know, their ways of doing business, from how they manage their processes to how they manage disposal of equipment.
Any examples that you can share?
Take our industry, for example, you know, the usage of IT equipment. Mm-hmm. Today, there are a lot of regulations in place that say that, you know, a lot of anti-dumping policies in place. A lot of policies that say you need to ensure as a user and as the owner of the equipment that equipment is well taken care of throughout its life cycle. You know, you need to be responsible. Companies need to be responsible for where equipment ends up. You know, they can no longer sell it off to vendors and have the risk of it going into landfills.
Right, okay. The opportunities then, obviously, it's plenty when it comes to these, because now you're sort of being pressured to innovate and, you know, to become green. What sort of opportunities do you see, especially in your field, that allows you to grow and expand?
We will see that our clients, consumers, would have a lot more awareness on how they use and how they utilize technology. We've already seen a big uptake of requests, even customers asking us, you know, how can we help them in their IT policies? How can we ensure that they have good end-to-end IT policies? So yes, you know, I think specifically for IT, there would be a lot of renewed interest in responsible usage.
Mm. Is there a big challenge in, you know, trying to be, you know, green for businesses or organizations, in trying to be, you know, at least, you know, eco-friendly or, you know, cost-saving or being more efficient? Is it a big challenge for organizations today?
I wouldn't say it would be. It's a big challenge. I think a lot of it is perception that if they have to move to a green approach, it will cost money. But there are ways to do it, you know, that will minimize costs. And in fact, I think if they have good policies and they implement it well and they follow through on the commitments that they make, they will actually see themselves saving money.
Right. And it's a long-term game or it's a short-term game?
It's definitely a long-term game. It's here to stay.
Right. I'm speaking to Leanne Oi, the CEO of Rentwise, and we are talking about green IT and how it can help you to meet your sustainability obligations and also save you money. We'll be right back, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Here's one for all entrepreneurs. Join the BFM TM Enterprise Promo Contest. Win an iPad, the access to top business mentors, and enjoy an exclusive discount when you subscribe or upgrade your Unified Biz Pro plan or Unified Biz Advanced plan. Head on over to bfm.my/TM now to participate. Contest ends 22nd May. Terms and conditions apply. TM, business made easier.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu and I'm speaking to Leanne Oi, the CEO of Rentwise. And early on, we were talking about how green IT can help you save money and what exactly is, you know, green IT, your green technology. And there are very simple steps that you can do to save money for your business. What is the benefits of, you know, green IT for businesses?
Take Rentwise as an example. You know, we used to have all our users, all our office users running desktops. We decided that that was very energy consuming and we moved most of our users or where we could, as much as we possibly can, move our users to notebooks.
Right.
And that saved, you know, if you look at the statistics, a desktop versus a notebook, a notebook only consumes 20% of energy or power versus a desktop.
Well, and that's a lot of savings if you multiply by, you know, X amount of users
definitely,
in an organization, right?
Definitely.
Right. So it's simple things like this can actually make a huge impact. But, you know, obviously changing everyone's, you know, desktop computers to a notebook or a laptop is going to cost the company a lot. What are some of the easy ways of, you know, just doing things?
Well, precisely that's what Rentwise does. You know, we are in the rental business. And because we advocate use and refurbished equipment. And now when I talk about refurbished, this is equipment which has probably been out in the market for 3 years. It is still in good condition. We put the work into refurbishing it. You know, we change out, for example, things like hard drives, ensure they're new. We put in new keyboards and mice. We even rework things like the motherboards to ensure that stolen capacitors that do take place or that does happen after some form of wear and tear or use, you know, is all replaced. So and that is going to cost, or that's going to save a client probably 20-25% versus buying new.
Right.
Then naturally from the cash flow savings. You know, when you pay for something upfront versus paying for something over time, you probably find that it's a lot cheaper to pay for something over time.
Mm.
You know, that will save companies money as well.
And also because, you know, the devices these days, you know, they tend to have a lifespan of maybe 2 years and three if you're stretching it. And, you know, then you have to invest again. And renting is something that would come in really handy then.
Yes, it would. But to also perhaps correct a bit of the perception that equipment only lasts 2 to 3 years, it would in a normal environment. But there are things you could do to actually prolong that life. And that's what, you know, we do. And if you look at software today, I think the game of chasing... you know, to have the latest and greatest to support your software requirements is actually going down.
Mm.
You know, I think today people are more concerned on energy conservation, what leaves a smaller carbon footprint, what is more efficient.
Now, BFM's got a few, you know, desktops as well here. And I always wondered, you know, what do we do once, you know, we feel that the life cycle is, you know, it's gone, it's end. What can we do about it?
Well, one thing is you could assess your user requirements here. Not everyone would need a very high-end laptop or desktop, for example. And you could then look at cascading this down to other parts of, you know, the organization. And you could also look at, you know, who are the needy organizations out there that have requirements for these desktops. For example, one of the CSR projects that Renwise does is we equip schools with PCs. And what we do is we refurbish these PCs, and we set up computer labs on these schools.
Right.
All right. So that's one of the things you could do with the equipment that you have if you find that it is probably no longer enough, you know, in terms of the processing capability to support your requirements.
Right. Our sort of, you know, perception of, you know, it's way past its time may be actually useful for a school perhaps, you know, because they may not need such a, you know, level of computing power.
Mm-hmm.
How can Malaysian businesses work towards green IT? Is there like an IT solution that they can also use?
There are a combination of solutions. They can take a look at how they're running their IT departments or functions today. Like I mentioned just a little while ago, they could, you know, look at their user requirements, scope out what users really need, and they could also look at their software requirements and see how much technology capabilities or equipment capabilities are required to support that software, and map out the requirements according to user needs.
Mm.
You know, and that would help them understand what is really required and where it's. Where not everything, you know, is high end. There not everything has high end requirements. So where they have, you know, standard users, keep a machine there maybe for 3 to 4 years rather than change it out over 2 years.
Is there a type of target market that you specifically aim at for Rentwise?
Yes, Rentwise works specifically with mid-sized companies. We find that our services and the solutions that we provide fit well. We are able to advise them, we are able to support them in their ongoing plans and their expansion plans.
Mm.
Yes, we pretty much stay within that market space.
And any industry in particular when it comes to SMEs?
No, we are actually across a wide spread of industries. To better segmentize our market or our target market, we look for companies which have users sizes of between 100 to 500.
Right, and that scale is, you know, it's sort of the sweet spot for you when it comes to renting, you know.
Definitely.
Right. You know, most businesses are concerned over the cost of, you know, green IT solutions. Like you mentioned, there's a perception that it may cost a lot. But how can they actually meet their sustainability obligations without spending, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, cash on green IT solutions? Is it really, you know, cost saving?
Green IT will definitely cost save. It will definitely save companies money. There are many aspects to how to approach green IT. One is equipment usage. Another could be, for example, paper usage.
Mm.
You know, rather than spending money buying tons and tons of paper and having tons and tons of paper in the office environment, one thing you could look at is e-documents. You know, that's something that Renwise has done. We've looked at e-documents.
Mm.
The other thing, just a little sidetrack from IT. You know, they could look at things like energy consumption within an organization from a lighting perspective. You know, what we've recently done is we've put in LED lights. You know, we relied more on natural lighting. Right? So it's not just on the IT perspective, but there's a whole, you know, there's a whole capability out there on how to implement green.
Now, just as a recap before we end, so, you know, advice for companies that are going green, you know, what are some of the basic steps that they should look at first before they even, you know, set out to, you know, go and buy new equipments, for example?
Well, I think you need a team of people passionate to do it. And that's what Renwise have done. We've set up a green team. And what this green team do is they go out, they research, you know, what is the best way to kick off the initiatives they want to kick off. It's all about commitment. It's all about supporting them as well, supporting this initiatives as well. And that's, you know, top management's responsibility. We have, for example, implemented a way to collect and recycle the garbage that, or you know, even rubbish that we generate within the office premises. So our green team has gone out and segregated you know, rubbish to three different types. And when they do that, what they realize is that if they dispose of this rubbish in the right way, they actually get money back for it. Mm. And that money then goes back into the initiatives that they want to run.
Right. And that's where then it becomes, you know, cost saving. But it's a long-term game. So
it's a long-term game. Right. You've got to commit to it. You've got to do it. You've got to follow through with it.
All right. I've been speaking to Leanne Oh. She's the CEO of Rentwise. And we were talking about how companies can meet their sustainability obligations while saving money thanks to green IT. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.